Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much. Chairman, as this is the first time that I take the floor, allow me to commend you for having been named to your post. I thank you for your work, and I would like to assure you of the full cooperation of my delegation. I would also like to express my appreciation for the commitment and efforts made in this second amended protocol by the coordinators on IEDs. Spain signs on to the statement made by the EU. We should like to offer general comments in our national capacity as an expression of our commitment to this protocol and the fight against IEDs. This is a key instrument when it comes to reducing the suffering of thousands of populations that are in conflict and post-conflict situations. Our fight against mines is focused in Spain's demining center, which coordinates actively with existing technical information of other high contracting parties. Since 1999, we have trained more than 1,300 agents in dozens of countries, particularly in Latin America. Spain, further, has a center for excellence in the fight against IEDs. Counter-improvised explosive devices center of excellence in NATO. We have been participating there since 2007. That body undertakes an intelligence analysis on IEDs, and particularly as regards the fight against terrorist and insurgent networks and other non-state actors that use these artifacts, these devices. As regards their activities nationally since the last High Contracting Parties Conference, I would like to underscore three specific activities. First, we cooperated with UNIDIR in the pilot project for the evaluation tool for capacities in IEDs, Counter IEDs Self-Assessment Tool, that was launched in June of 2020. Further, in our International Demining Center, we continue to offer training courses on demining for military from sister nations from Latin America working together with the OAS. We have specialists in demining, international police. They launched a project supported by the EU to train police forces in different Latin American countries in demining and deactivation of explosives. Let me refer to the universalization of the protocol so that the other high contracting parties to the convention that have not yet signed onto it can do so. I would invite states' parties to present their national reports in a timely manner and be up to date in their contributions to strengthen our convention. Lastly, in the implementation of this, let us take into account a overarching gender-based perspective. Thank you very much.